It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with the Still Creek Crows. We have Britt and Matt on the line. Hey, Britt.
Hey, how's it going?
Going good. How are you? And Matt's there as well. Hi-lo, Matt.
How are you doing, Cal? Thanks for having us.
I'm great. You bet. Now, let's put some last names here. Britt McKillop, of course, and Matt Rose. Now, Britt, you and I have talked before. It's been a while since you and I had a chat. Of course, a lot of people know you with One More Girl. Is that right?
Yes. We had our chat back in my One More Girl days with my sister Carly. So now I'm doing this whole thing again with Matt. So it's really cool. It's fun to be back.
Nice. Great to have you back, Matt. Tell us about yourself a little bit.
Well, I guess I've been involved in the music scene for years and known Britt for years as well through family connections and whatnot. But I'm trying to think if we would have crossed paths over the years. I played with Dallas Smith for a number of years in his band, and have played with a bunch of other Canadian or West Coast country artists, Jojo Mason and Madeline Merlot, over the years as well. So I'm kind of no stranger to the country world, but this project it's nice to be doing something that, is kind of ours and putting it out and seeing how it's being received, which has been good so far.
For sure.
Yeah, funny story, Matt and I actually used to be roommates.
Oh. This is true. This is very true.
Like way back in the day, I lived with Matt and his wife. We were all roommates, and then we just randomly one day decided to write a song together, and that song turned out to be our first single. So.
Isn't that neat? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Where'd the name of the band come from?
Oh, we can't take credit for that. That came totally from Kate, Matt's wife.
Yeah, she kind of came up with it. It's actually where we used to live was in a suburb of Vancouver called Burnaby, and there's actually, like, just a block away from where we lived is one of the largest congregations of crows, like a nesting area. I think it might be in all of the West Coast of Canada, if not down through the States. There's literally thousands and thousands of crows. Each morning leave this area, and each night at dusk fly back, and they used to fly by our condo. Literally, every single night, hundreds and hundreds, sometimes thousands and thousands of these birds, and they're called the Still Creek Crows. There's an actual creek called Still Creek down there. So, my wife, Kate, suggested the name, and I think right away we thought it was a perfect fit for not just the history we have together, but the kind of music that we're making.
Nice. Let's talk about the current single from you guys called White Lines. Tell me about that.
So like I said, that's the very first song we ever wrote together. And we were both sort of in a similar place at that time with our careers, and both having, been to places like Nashville and LA, these, music capitals, and sort of feeling like an outsider and like you don't really fit in and you don't know what your place is. And so this song kind of just came out naturally from those experiences, and it was just totally inspired by that.
Nice. It's part of a new record. Is that right, Matt?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. We're sitting on a record right now that we finished up kind of through all of this COVID madness. And so it was, we thought, well, do we want to keep waiting and pushing this back and back further and further while we kind of see what's going to happen with the industry? But at some point we just said, no, let's just put this out. Let's get these songs out into the world and see what happens. So White Lines is out now, and we'll have a record sometime in summer. We're trying to finalize some dates, but yeah, we're really excited to share a bunch of songs with everyone.
Can't wait for it. It'll sound great. How do we get a hold of you guys on social media? What's the best way for that?
We have our Instagram, our Facebook, our Twitter, just Still Creek Crows across the board. And Instagram, I think it's Still Creek Crows Music. And our website is stillcreekcrows.com. So we're trying to keep everyone up to date on what's going on. Starting to slowly have some shows come in for summer. So it'd be nice to actually take some of these songs and play them live for some people. So, and I'm hoping just in general that the industry kind of opens back up as things get a little better here, because
missing playing, but I'm also missing watching bands as well. It's been a tough time for artists. So.
Yeah. And like I've said before, too, once COVID lifts across the nation, if there was ever a reason to go out and support local country music, now would be the time to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, last year was tough. It was tough not being able to see a lot of those acts or be to those festivals that become a staple of your summer or just of your year, right? So, yeah, I can't wait. Can't wait to get back out there doing this.
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet. Thanks, guys. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with everything going on with you. And, hope to see you down the road sometime real soon.
Thanks so much, Cal.
Thanks so much, Cal.
Brett McKillop, Matt Rose, Still Creek Crows on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.